June 19th, pond scum on Sevelis Lake, a reservoir contaminated a treatment plant with a specific kind of cyan bacteria known to produce amatoxin, which targets the brain and can cause seizures, loss of muscle control, and even death. When lab results confirmed the species of the algae, the response was swift. The town of Norton immediately stopped drawing water from the reservoir, and the Kansas National Guard arrived hours later to hand out bottled water. Shutting down the reservoir strained the rest of the water system, and when it failed, health officials ordered roughly 3,000 residents to boil their water before drinking it. Officials later confirmed no toxins had entered the public supply. Boiling water, however, isn't a solution. Filters will catch the algae themselves. Blooms are prone to causing problems by physically blocking filters. But the toxins flow through, and chemical disinfectants like chlorine, which kill algae, can actually make the problem worse because cyanobacteria release intense bursts of toxins when they die. That's really not a lot that you can do. There's not a lot you can do, says Farr. Greenfield, Iowa, experienced a similar scare in mid-July when potentially harmful algae from a bloom on Greenfield Lake managed to slip through a filter in the town water treatment plant. Greenfield Municipal Utilities ordered its 12,000 customers to avoid their tap water until lab results determined whether toxins were indeed present. Tests eventually revealed they were not.